أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him. And do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has revealed the best of words in His book, and He has given us the best of guidance through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has said in His book, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرِّقُوا. And all of you, hold fiercely to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَفَرِّقُوا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا rather. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and do not divide yourselves. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is unfortunate that as an ummah, we have long abandoned the command of this ayah. And nothing in this ummah is more divisive than the subject of today's khutbah. the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me be clear at the outset on the purpose of this khutbah by stating my intention. First, the intent is to inform ourselves, my dear respected Muslim brothers and sisters, and convey what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to know of the truth. Second, to remove the responsibility of conveying such knowledge so that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not charge me for hiding the truth. It is not my intention to create more division amongst the Muslims or point fingers at one group or another. Nor is it my aim to champion the ideas or the position of one sect of Islam over another. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified what the position of the Muslim should be. Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. And he has asked, he has commanded, rather, la tafarraqu, do not divide yourselves. So it is not under any circumstances my intent to cause further division, hostilities, or fitna in this masjid or anywhere else. But here's the dilemma. Whenever the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, this ummah has been programmed to think Shia immediately. For those who are familiar with the Arabic term, oh, Ahlul Bayt, pow, right away, Shia. And as a result, this acts as a filter in the minds of most Muslims, regardless of the nationality. And thus, whatever knowledge, information that follows the mention of this name, the mention of this title, the mention of this subject, it is marked as suspicious. Don't count yourself special. This has been going on for thousands of years. And this reflex is what Imam Ghazali, may Allah have mercy upon him, referred to in his book Ihya al-Muddin as a barrier that blocks the human being from receiving knowledge directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not talking about wahi, revelation, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hadi, he is the guide for everybody. Whether they be prophet, messenger, imam, or simple human being, he is al-hadi. He is the one who guides. As we mention every week, مَنْ يَحْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. For the one who Allah guides, there's none that can lead him astray. But this guidance, as Ghazali is pointing out in his book, there are blocks that have to be removed in order to be a recipient of this guidance. And one of those blocks he mentions is ignorance. Because knowledge, as he states, has two roots. And one can glean from what he is explaining here that these roots is one, the first root, the first thing that enables the human being to receive Allah's guidance is that he does not prejudice the truth that he finds. He does not presuppose, first of all, you're looking for guidance. You're looking for guidance. And it is the most ignorant thing to, when you find something that doesn't meet with what you already know, to cast defect upon what you found. Oh, that can't be true. So he says, no, the root that the seeker of truth needs to have first is to expect that he will learn what he did not know. to be accepting of that. And the second word being that he accepts that he may need or require additional information in order to completely understand the truth that he seeks. With regard to the state of this ummah, of which inshallah ta'ala Allah counts us amongst the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the exception of those who have devoted serious study to the history of al-Islam, with the exception of those among us who may have delved into the roots and made themselves knowledgeable by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the effects of the events that immediately followed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's return to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the most part, most of us are completely unaware of what happened after his return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it affected the Muslims, and what impact it has upon us today. And thus, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we have helped the prejudices and polarizations that persist into our present era. Those prejudices, those polarizations between Muslim and Muslim. And yet again, here we are today faced with the challenge to inform within a very short period of time on a subject that is of critical importance, that not even days nor weeks would be enough to share the facts that are beyond dispute. But inshallah ta'ala, within this brief time that we have, we will do our best, bi'idhnillah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and this is a fact, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. When this ayah was revealed, this ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, ayah, verse 56, when it was revealed, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were baffled. And one of them asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how are we to send prayers upon you? Because they recognized this was a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prefaced by Allah saying what He does. Nowhere else in the Quran can you find something like this, where Allah says, this is what I do and my angels do. We're referring to a creation that He has created. This is what I do. This is the sunnah of Allah. Me and my angels do this. We send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then follows the command, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi. So the companion that spoke up, he recognized this. I got to do something here. Okay, Ya Rasulullah, how? How? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Qul, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it means for those of us who are learning, you are to say, O Allah, send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as you send prayers upon Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. What? And send blessings, wa barak, and bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you blessed Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in all the worlds, you are the praised and the magnified. Again, I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak of his own desires. He wasn't asked this and said, you know what, you should say this. He didn't do that. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to say to the companions. Tell them, teach them, yu'allimuhum, teach them how to do this. Say this to them, this is what I will accept from them. This is how to do this. So in fact, the method of sending prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that we must pray for him and his family. Wa ali. Is there any other interpretation for this? Look at the word. He didn't say azwajihi. He didn't say durriyatihi. He said ali, and it's understood what this means. And we'll come to this inshallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, fact. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in a very well authenticated hadith that is completely agreed upon, saying that the salah of an individual once offered, it hovers above his head and remains hovering until he sends the prayers upon me. Then it rises to meet his Lord. And it's presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, that prayer is not complete without praying for the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a fact. Whatever school you decide that you're from, this is a fact. Period. Fact. We are instructed by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask Him, Azza wa Jal, wa barik, and bless the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As He blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Ibrahim, to bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as He blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are required to ask this. It is part and parcel of the two. You can't say sallu alayhi, you have to say barik. You have many, 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 many ways to send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they all include his family. And the one that he specifically made mention of here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him. This is the complete, doesn't leave anything out. This is the complete salawat. This is the complete sending of prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many more, and they have infinite different meanings, weights, and beyond our calculation. But this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this at minimum is what is required. And it must be, this is what was taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as part of the salah. Whether you are making nawafil salah or whether you are making fard salah, show me a salah that does not have the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will show you someone who has wasted their time. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the question here that many of us should ask in order to increase our knowledge. Many of us should ask this question. What is the blessing of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family? What is this blessing? What are we asking Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family? And what is of such importance that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places your salah on hold until you ask him to do this? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Ismail, with Ismail standing next to him. They had just completed the construction of the Kaaba. With raised hands, with Ismail, pay attention, alayhi salam, standing next to him, he said, Rabbana wab'ath feehim rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikma wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. O Lord, O our Lord, Rabbana, send amongst them a messenger of their own, meaning from them, minhum, from them, who shall recite unto them your verses and instruct them in the book and the wisdom and yuzakkihim, purify them. Surely you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. It is this ayah, this dua, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a very well authenticated hadith, he said, I am the answer to the dua of my forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. This dua, and it's significant that who was standing next to him was Ismail alayhi salam, whom Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a direct descendant of. That is the line that it went through for Mecca. That he wasn't standing with Ishaq, who he later had, inshallah, but through Ismail, standing there, who later would come to move there, who later would establish his family there, and who later Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be born through. What blessing, dear Muslim brothers and sisters? What are we asking Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family? Let us reflect upon that. And qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum astaghfirullah inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah alladhi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina faman yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, especially for those of you who may have been delayed, The purpose of this khutbah is not fitna. The purpose of this khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, is to educate. Inshallah ta'ala, to share. To be idhnillah, enlightened. And we pray Allah ta'ala to bless us with this. And inshallah ta'ala to let us go forward in harmony. وَلَا تُفَرَّكُوا And do not divide ourselves further. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is this blessing that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give to both Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family? In order to discover this, we have to find out what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. We are asking him, give to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family what you gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. So let's see what he gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly lets it be known in everywhere that he mentions Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Ibrahim alayhi salam was special. And he says, and who can be better in religion? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا Who? Allah asks the rhetorical question. Of course, Allahu A'lam, he knows everything. But he's asking you, like, you know, wake up. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ And وَأَحْسَنُ وَذَا وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا Who is it that could be better in deen? And deen, by the way, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for those of us who are, again, students of Arabic, comes from the word dain, debt. So, in this way, who is better at repaying their debt, the debt of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we owe him? Who is better in deen? Than one who submits himself, his face, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is muhsin. He is a doer of good and follows the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Millata Ibrahima Hanifa. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, those of us who are students of Arabic, Hanifa is even more than pure. More than pure. More than pure. How can you get more than pure? So what do you mean by more than pure, akhi? There are few things like this. Because it doesn't mean just pure and clean. It means that there's nothing else there but it. Nothing else there at all but that. So his faith, his deen, Ibrahim alayhi salam, there was no even subatomic particle of kufr in him when it came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely hanifan, you couldn't find in him anything but la ilaha illallah. That's not us, dear Muslim brothers. I'm sorry. I drop $1 billion on this floor, it's going to be a lot of people breaking their salat. It don't even have to be a billion. Astaghfirullah. A couple of $100 to make people say, ooh, look at that. That's because we don't have Hanif and we're not there yet. We're working on that. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, liyuzakiyim, purify them, remove that, you know, even the atomic, subatomic shirk that we have, that we collect from this dunya and deposit in our heart. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he closes this ayah, and Allah took Ibrahim Khalila. His friend. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family? Allah mentions of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, everything Allah asked him to do, he did it without hesitation. No pause. No question. No doubt. He faced his father, the right hand of Pharaoh, Nimrod. He smashed all the idols and left them one to think about, to reflect about what they were worshiping. He was the only Muslim on earth at the time and was ready to be burnt in the bonfire that his people had set for him, and did not ask any of the angels that came to him for help. He relied solely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasbi Allah wa kafa billahi wakila. Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma wakil. He, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, at 80 years old, circumcised himself when Allah commanded him to do so with an axe. Hanifan, pure in his heart, in his soul. La ilaha illallah. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. Whatever Allah asked him to do, didn't hesitate. Wa takhadha Ibrahim khalila. And he took wallahu, he took Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took him as his friend. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had already made him a prophet when he sent him the naba, the news. When Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, sent him the news. Hey, we're making you part of the administration. And naba, the news, when you get it from Jibreel alayhi salam, that makes you a nabi, messenger. Sorry, prophet. Prophet. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says, he mentions or referenced them, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي صُحُفٍ صُحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. The suhuf, the pages, the scripture, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suhufi Ibrahim, he gave him scripture. When he received the risala, this message, then he became a rasul, a messenger. So every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. It's an elevation in rank. Again, what are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give? Rasulullah. He is already Rasulullah. He is already Nabi. Allah says it. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. He is Nabi. And this is a message. So this is part of the risala. He is a messenger. He is a prophet already. And Prophet Ibrahim, a prophet and a messenger already. What are we asking Allah to give to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, qala, Allah said, inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. These are the words of Allah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. I'm not making this up. This is what Allah says. Surely I am going to make you, for the human being, the imam. He was already a prophet. He was already a messenger. This is not a demote. Well, you know, you're a 5-star general. Oh, we're going to give you a title of soldier now, sir. I'm already a general. What do I need with a soldier? He's already a prophet. He's already a messenger. Look at this. This is the words of Allah. This is not, read it as you wish. Allah said to Ibrahim, I'm going to make you the imam of men, period. An-nas, all of them. And we see this today. Is there anybody that rejects Ibrahim alayhi salam? No. No. Everybody, we all know, yes, great man. Whether they are kafir or not, whether they are an atheist or not, they recognize, oh, no. He was an excellent model of a human being. Lin-nas, every human being, imam, he's your leader. That's the leader. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he recognized how great this conference was. Right away. And he didn't just say, alhamdulillah. No. Wa min dhurriyati, and from my descendants. Qala, Allah says, Qala wa min dhurriyati, and include my descendants in this, ya Allah. My family, right? Ibrahim wa family and his family. Oh Allah, bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you bless Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family like you bless them. This is the blessing. This is the blessing. This is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it not clear? This is what we're asking. This is where else do you see it? That Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah directly for something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same conversation Allah is giving him, and he said, include my family in this too. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, completing the ayah, my covenant, this is a promise. My covenant does not include the zalim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Arabic, he said, Qala la yanalu ahdi lidh-dhalimin. Meaning, your request is granted, but it does not include the zalimin. Who are we talking about? Just so that we're clear, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Zalimeen, who is he talking about in this ayah? A Zalimeen, as Allah says, Man azlama, who is one that does worse evil? Or as he says in Surah Luqman, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and remember what Luqman told his son when he was advising him, Oh my son, do not make shirk. La tushrik billah. Do not make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna sharka la dhulmun azim. The greatest of all dhulm is to associate gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's telling Ibrahim alayhi salam, if they mix anything with me, they're not in this. Those who commit shirk, they are not going to be included amongst this particular promise that I'm giving to you. To make them imam. I'm making you the imam of Nas. They will also have that responsibility as long as they keep themselves pure. Their faith, like you, Hanifan. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what are we asking Allah to give Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and we bestowed upon him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلًا وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وكانوا لنا عابدين. The Arabic, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for those of us who don't know it, is clear here. And we bestowed upon Ibrahim alayhi salam Ishaq and Yaqub. Each one we made righteous. Salihin, Salih. We made them righteous. And we made them a'imma. See, we don't have the language for some of us. The Arab, right away, I don't have to translate. A'imma, jama'a of imam. We made them imams. Fulfilling the promise to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Fulfilling the promise. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and from my children, okay. And we made them a'imma, imams. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what is this blessing? As we mentioned, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was making the dua to send the people of Mecca, a rasul from them, Ismail alayhi salam, was standing right there. And once the imama had passed from Ibrahim alayhi salam to Ishaq alayhi salam to Yaqub alayhi salam and down through the generations, as one of the greatest of prophets and messengers is Musa alayhi salam, who ruled over his people, who was the imam at that time for his people. And then it moved to Isa alayhi salam, and Isa let his people know, hey, I'm the last from you. I'm the last of the prophets and messengers from this line, this bloodline. And it ended with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as far as from the children of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's moved to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the prophecy, the prophethood, the messengership ceased with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not the imam. Not the imam. And this is where we have the contention. This is where, oh, here we go. He gonna come with that Shia stuff. This is where we get stuck. When it's just information that you don't know. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we ask Allah to give what he gave Abraham alayhi salam and his family to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his family. And he gave to the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam the imamah. He says, "A'imma, we made them imams." So did Allah break his promise? Did Allah break his promise? See, you never asked yourself that. We just go along to get along. We never asked ourselves that. Well, you know, he did. Did he break his promise? This is what we need to ask ourselves, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And if you have any ounce of iman, your immediate response is no. Wallahu la tukliful mi'ad. He does not break his promise. Allah does not break his promise. So that means that maybe there is something deficient in our knowledge. That maybe there's something that we don't know, or that we have been given a filter from the shaitan. Allah says, لا تفرقوا. Do not divide yourselves. But we come in, brother, what madhhab are you from, Aqi? What do you follow, Aqi? What's that masjid about, brother? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. No. You see, no. So I need to understand, brother. This is what we do. And we got it easy here. People kill each other over this. Kill. You hear me? Dead. Bombing, shooting, maiming, cutting up. As if this is something that is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if by some means they're going to carve open this person's chest and read their heart and say, oh no, this is a kafir. Is that, where do you find this in the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What sunnah, what hadith are you dragging from some place to show that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went around killing Muslims? Where? People who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, did he not say, and no one disputes it, that if they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, they are safe from me? Did he not say that? Where are we going wrong? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us clear guidance. And when he said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, I am going to make you imam an-nas, and he asked, oh Allah, please give this ni'mah, this blessing, that's what it is, give this blessing to my family, include them among this. And we ask Allah to include Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family in that prayer, in that blessing. This is what we are asking for every day, 5 times or more a day. Anytime we hear Prophet alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the response. The call and the response. This is what we are asking for, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. So when I tell you that Al-Majlisi, in his vast work entitled Al-Bihar Al-Anwar, records the following hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it shouldn't surprise you that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to his report, according to his scholarship, according to his book, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the imams after me are 12. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the book, vast work, Al-Bihar al-Anwar. Many people write it off. Oh, that's something. Well, you know, you go write what this man wrote, and then you can write it off. You go write the 25 or so odd volumes of knowledge and scholarship that he did before there was paper available. You go do that. Then dismiss it. In his book, Al-Bihar al-Anwar, on page 244 and 245 in the first volume, there are many, he reports that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, after citing a long chain, that the imams after me are 12. The first of them is Al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And the last of them is Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar. And these 12 are my Khalifa and my Wasi and my Wali, and they are my witnesses of my nation after me. Whoever recognizes them after me, he is a believer. And whoever denies them is a kafir. Information. You know where to find it, inshallah. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you add to your information. Muhammad bin Ali bin Shahrshab, very well noted scholar, in his book Al-Manaqib Al-Ali, Al-Abi Talib, records Abi Sayyid Al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu saying, I heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to his grandson Al-Imam Al-Husayn bin Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with them both, you are the Imam, the son of the Imam. You are the brother of an Imam. And 9 of the Imams are from your bloodline, and the 9th of them will be Al-Qa'im, Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar. Information. Now you know. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one thing that is beyond dispute, everyone is waiting for, everyone has heard of Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar. Al-Mahdi. This is, we all know, he is the end one to come. We all have heard the hadith that he will look like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he will come at the end of time, and that what? Isa alayhi salam will what? Pray behind him. There's no doubt about it. Nobody will say, oh brother, that's not true. If you're a Muslim, you better know it. That's the truth. Nobody disputes that. So my question is, because there's hadith in Bukhari, in Muslim, in Al-Hakam, and in Tirmidhi, that states that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there are 12 from Quraysh that will be Khalifa. Clear hadith, nobody disputes it. 12 that will be Khalifa. You will find it in Bukhari. You can look for it in Muslim. It's there. If they are not from his family, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please name me what 12 they're talking about. Please find it. Find someone who has named the 12 that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking about. He said they're from Quraysh. You read it in Bukhari. Find it. As opposed to just dismissing the information. Oh, that's the, you know, here he come. Got the 12 imams. Now, for sure. Heard it from his own mouth. She. That's not what we're talking about, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. The question is, answer it for yourself. Give me an answer. If you wish to dispute this information, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This is not to divide us. Just answer the question. What are we asking of Allah that He gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family to give to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family? Just a simple question. We accept all the prophets and imams from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam without a blink of an eye. But when it comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we start getting rocks in our jaws. Why? Why? What's the problem? Now we know starting with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Umar, Uthman. We don't say the three righteously guided caliphs. We don't say it. We say four. We include Imam Ali alayhi salam. Why? He was the leader of the Muslims. Abu Bakr designated Umar after him. Umar said pick and he numbered Uthman. So now Ali doesn't have the right to name one after him. He named Hassan. Hassan named Hussein. But you don't know your history. But it's your history. This ain't Christian history. This is Islamic history. Why don't you know? Why don't you know? Why don't you read? Don't accept blindly, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Read. Do your own investigation. Come up, inshallah ta'ala, study. That's our problem. This is all the study you get all week, and you late for it every week. This is all the Islamic studies you get all week, and you drag here, and you half listen, some of you sleep. And then when you hear something that shock you, oh, what did he just say? You missed the whole half of the khutbah. You didn't get it. And this may save you. Let me read to you something, inshallah ta'ala, in closing, so that you understand how important and why we give this khutbah today, inshallah. One man, he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, and this is related by Salman al-Farisi. He said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I believed in you before I saw you. I followed you before I met you. But one thing worries me about you. Prophet Muhammad SAW said, what worries you about me? He said, you called us for La ilaha illallah. And that you are Muhammad Rasulullah SAW. We accept it. Then you called us for salah. You ordered upon us the zakat. You told us to fast in the holy month of Ramadan. Commanded us to make the hajj. Ordered us to go fight in jihad. We accept it. But now, this ain't enough. You won't be pleased with us until we accept your cousin Ali ibn Abi Talib as your mawla. Meaning as the one who's supposed to take up after you. And I'm asking you, did you appoint him? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint him in the heavens? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him upon the people of the heavens and the people of the earth. And after I finished from burying my uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu on the day of Uhud, Jibreel alayhi salam, he came down and he said to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you the greetings. And he says, for me to say to you, I have appointed the salah as an obligation upon you, but I have given exceptions for those who are mentally ill, who are sick, or who are children. And I have exempted the women who are on their menses or who are fresh from childbirth. And I have made fasting an obligation upon you. But I have exempted those who are traveling. And I have made hajj an exemption. And exempted those who are sick. And I have made hajj an obligation upon you. And I have exempted those who are ill or who cannot travel. Or who do not have the money to make the trip. And I have made zakat an obligation upon you. And I have exempted those who do not have anything to pay and thus need to be recipients. And I have appointed the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam upon the people of the heavens and the people of the earth. And there are no exceptions. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.